Heard a minister say the other day, he said 85% of what you do, somebody else can do. 10% of what you do, somebody else can be trained to do. That leaves 95% for you to do excellently, excellently what you're supposed to do. So let's do what God called us to do. So that was the beginning of Branch of the Vine Christian Fellowship Church, a church called to preach the unadulterated gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't back down on being filled with the Holy Ghost. Get anybody and everybody that you can filled with the Holy Ghost and talking in tongues. It has been a lifesaver for me many times. When you don't know what to do, you don't know what to pray, you can't even cry. But you can say, it's your quarter, that ete eto oto osti esa bala dura roku raki seke tediata. Osto mashira kulo nanini aseke de aso. He said, I want you, and I want you speaking in time. He said, as a matter of fact, I put my seal on you. This day, you're mine. He said, if you try to get away from me, you'll get fine quicksand. He said, but if you come to me, oh, you can't imagine the blessing that awaits you. You too, baby, sitting beside her. There's a connection in the spirit going on. There's a connection in the spirit going on. There's a connection in the spirit. If you where you can catch somebody's hand, just scoot over, slide over, whatever. You sit near somebody, catch their hand. There's a connection in the spirit. Reach over and catch his hand. Connection, 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 connection in the Holy Spirit. Fire, fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 hallelujah. He said, your prayers go. If you have anything you need to repent of God for, most of us do, just say, Lord, I repent of everything. If you got something specific you need to repent of God to God for, mention that thing. And say, now I'm yours, Lord. I realize I'm a member of the body of Christ. Bishop has been teaching this for a long time. And I remember, I realize I really am a member of the body of Christ, and I'm yours. I belong to you. Satan has no good for me, and I'm no good for him. But it's you, Lord, and you only. I repent for the times I haven't done whatever or times I have done whatever. But right now, Lord, take my life. Use me to your service, that I may fulfill and walk out your call on my life for as long as I live. May I have an impact on the lives of others and bring many into the kingdom, because I realize, Jesus, you are soon to return. And you have said, will you find faith in the earth? If you come while I'm alive, Lord, you'll find faith in the earth. Hallelujah. And you must know that faith comes by hearing the words. You can turn loose now. You must know faith comes by hearing the word. So that means you got to study the word. It's good to listen to the word, but it's better to read it yourself and speak it out of your mouth. Amen. And I believe I've done what the Lord instructed me to do, and to just let you know how we kind of got started way back when we used to meet. A group of young people that are hungry for the Lord just would meet and have services, and we start meeting at a church, and we kind of got booted out of there, and we start meeting at another church, and we decided, well, we need to leave out of there, and we start meeting at Miss Lorene and Mr. Joe's house, and then the Lord called us to go to Oklahoma, and we stayed at home for a whole year, and then the Lord says, time. So 43 years later, we're here. No flowers on us, but all the glory to God, preaching the gospel. And we will continue to preach the gospel as long as we live. Say this, Lord, I make you my choice. Say it loudly and clearly and strongly. Lord, I make you my choice. The life you have planned for me. I will seek your face, study your word, listen to Holy Spirit and walk it out. And I thank you, Lord, for being my Savior. Amen. Amen. If there's someone who's here and you're not born again, you're not sure if you were to die right now that you would go to heaven, or if you're watching, and if you watch this later on, 6 months from now, 6 years from now, and you're not sure that Jesus is your Savior, Jesus is the Son of the living God. He was born, he lived, he died, went to hell, rose again. He now sits at the right hand of the Father. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you can be saved. So just say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and I receive you, Lord, as my Savior. And as Gloria Copeland said, take my life and do something with it. I declare with my mouth, I am saved. Now, Lord, you might not even understand, but Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit that I may experience it with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Show me where to go to get help, or with whom I should talk if I should talk to somebody, but I want to learn your voice and to listen to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.